Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Out of God, and you're living like the devil, that's not going to work. You can't say you work for McDonald's, but you're spending all your time in Burger King. McDonald's not going to pay you. So God was saying here is that Paul was telling them that you must marry instead of to be burned. Look at Hebrews 13:4. It says this, marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. Boy, I thank God he put that in there, because I don't say I'm judging you. God's going to judge you. I'm here just warning you that if you are doing these things, God will judge you. Because he has told you to flee fornication. He has told you to abstain from fornication. But yet, you have fooled yourself and fallen into the culture of the world that having sex before marriage is not a big deal. I know when I was growing up, you used to say, hey, I'm not a virgin. You know, I did this and I've done that. I used to play that game, and I was the biggest virgin walking the campus. But, you know, and unfortunately, I fell into what they were saying. Hey, you can't say you're a virgin. That makes you look crazy. Well, I'm telling you, when you're following Christ, you're going to look crazy. The world's going to look at you strange when you say, hey, my body is the temple of God. I'm saving myself for my wife. Those are words that is unfamiliar to our culture today. But way back yonder, it was a thing. That shows you how far we have progressed. When you look at any TV show and you know that these people are having premarital sex and not married, they're playing the nice music, making it look good. We're telling people to sow their wild oats before you settle down. This is nonsense. This goes against what God says. You know, me and my wife, when we have three boys, praise the Lord, and I told my boys not to have premarital sex. God knows I told them. Now, you know, my wife was telling them about the condom. I told them I would never, ever tell my kid about a condom. I'm going to tell them to abstain until they get married. Now, whether they do that or not, God told me to tell them the right thing. I'm not going to tell them what the world says, the condom cover-up, saying, hey, you can cover it up and do what you want to do. That is the worst thing that we can tell our kids. We need to let them know that they need to do it God's way and not the world's way. God is telling us to abstain from these things because it is dangerous. Now, I got some bad news, and then I got some good news, and we're almost done. The bad news is if we are having fornication and committing these sex, you're not going to heaven. Stop fooling yourself. I mean, I think if you understand that you are committing sin against God, a husband will never commit adultery right in front of his wife. And if you have to do something in the dark, you know it's wrong. So the bad news is, look at 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 to 10. And remember, God will judge you, not me. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 through 10. Let's take a look here. It says, now here we go, right here. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Unrighteous mean they're not righteous. And it starts listening here. And he says, be not deceived. So many people have been deceived thinking they're going to heaven because they got a little bit of Jesus and not following anything he's saying. So he starts off and saying, hey, first, you're not going to inherit the kingdom of God. Don't fool yourself. Don't be deceived. He says, neither fornicators nor idols.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.